in 2006, I went around, I told all my friends that we will shake this world. We will shake. Those were the days where I had encounters and I would see a screen on the wall. Those were the days where I had visible angelic visitation. So I thought the world was about to see wonder. In fact, I said I was coming to see Dr. Paul. I wanted to tell Dr. Paul that I'm the second apostle from Idoma land. I thought that the word, I've appeared. God began to break me. In fact, when I graduated from the university, I said, no, this thing don't, I beg. That was when God said, stay in Benue. Me in Benue. You see, pride kills a man. You have nothing, but you think you are everything. So you now ask yourself, what do you have? To make things worse, God now led me to Apostle Aaron Osar. And when I came to him, I told him I'm a seer. He now held my hand like this. He said, you have not started. I felt I was disgusted. What? I said, what? He said, you have not started. He said, when you enter your first season, I will tell you. What do you mean? I met you in 2014. God spoke to me in 26. 8 years. He said, I have not started. I have pioneered sales in states like Kano. You say, I've not started. I don't know what you mean by starting. I wanted to get, what are they even doing here? I will go, the thing will draw me again. It was like a sting on my soul. I say, I'm not going there again. They are too proud. The thing will draw me. I will come back. And the man will not even answer you. I will go to greet him. He will just shake people and act as if he didn't see me. I will feel so offended. What kind of thing is this? I was supposed to be ordained in Lagos in 2012 by one of the A-list ministers in this country before God led me to you. And then I came here, people are doing all this. My brother. After 3 months, that was when I understood that there was a difference between gift and there was a place where God places something on a man. I was an orator. Even when I was in the university, I was a politician. If I talk, I deceive people. What do you mean? I came to church with my oratorial power. I will talk. Bah, 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 bah. People will just clap, say, oh boy, this guy, they speak English. When I stayed with him for three years, when I speak, then there's a sting in the heart of people. Even when I don't have a message, I just come and talk. There's a sting. And then people begin to cry. What is this? What's happening? I began to see people fall at the feet of the cross and commit their life genuinely. That was when I saw people being purged. I went to the orientation camp. A lady that chose the north deliberately because she wants to redeploy back to Enugu. These were club stars. The power of God came on her. She was on the ground for 4 hours. She got up as an intercessor. I began to see strange dimensions happen. People will hear 5 minutes of my clip and they are on fire. They can't sleep. I now understood that utterance was not oratory. And the same way, gift was different from authority. A man must come under government. And the last thing God did for me, my very good friend and brother, we lived in the same house, running a fellowship on campus. When God detached me from the church where I was serving, I saw a vision where I was working with him, so I went to join him. I told him, anything I can do here, I will do. The guy held my hand like this and carried me to the hustling unit. He said, in this church, we grow through the rank. Me and you are Apostle Arome's son. I'm coming to grow through the rank in your campus church. I had a master's degree. I was still looking at myself and judging myself based on my natural advantage. Meanwhile, God wanted to teach me that my advantage was in the spirit. This guy is a good guy. This is not a strategy to humiliate me. God wanted to use him to break me. The strand of pride that makes you feel you are something, it dies. And when that training was completed in 1 year, 8 months, God came and said, I will announce you now. That was 13 years of working with the Lord. So the message we preach now is not doctrine. There is doctrine in it because doctrine is the boundary of reality. And if we don't have doctrine, everything we say is a lie. But beyond what we say that is biblically correct, there is a life that flows from our bowels. That life, it came because God broke us and we became witnesses of Zion. So men just see you and something touches them. Not because you have altered the world. That's why when you were young, you went for a meeting, you saw these men of God. They didn't even preach anything. You didn't remember what they preached. But you came back. You say you will serve God. I was in a crusade when E.A. Adeboye came. We didn't even know what he preached. When he made altar call, almost the whole stadium came out. It's life. But life flows to the degree of your brokenness. You want to be a man that subdues kingdom, you must first of all be broken by the hand of God. This is why you will come under that government that the Holy Ghost brings upon your soul. There are things you cannot do. Some of you, the Holy Ghost will tell you every night from 12 to 5, pray. And you know you have never prayed for 5 hours. Now God is saying, pray in the night. Then you will learn how to tell him, help me. Every time you obey a spirit, you see your insufficiency. Then you will understand that there's no advantage in the flesh. He shows you how weak you are. And the moment you recognize it, then you receive his strength. That was where Paul entered. Paul was an orator. He was the best lawyer in his day and time. But God, he said, after he revealed Christ in him, he went to Arabia. You have seen Christ. Why will you not preach him? He went to Arabia. When God dealt with Paul and he came back, his testament was that we are the circumcision that worship God in the spirit, rejoicing in Christ Jesus, having no confidence in the flesh. Some of us here, we still have confidence in things. You are not a candidate. I tell you, can you cry to God? That impossible thing that God is saying, do, that's the key of your relevance. And that is where kingdom begins from. Kingdom is not doctrine. Kingdom is not church dogma. Kingdom is life of obedience, where a man submit to the will of the Father. Jesus depicted it when he was in Gethsemane. Not my will, Lord, but thine. Not my will, but thine. It was not his intention to go to the cross, but Jesus came to reveal to us the dimensions of the kingdom. Higher. Can you submit? Can you submit? Ask the Holy Ghost. Let his government rule over your soul tonight. Oh, church, once again, let eternity be seen. River flow, let eternal river flow in your church once again. Just in case you are pricked in your heart, I wouldn't do another call because you'll be tired. Just place your hand on your chest. You want to make a fresh commitment because the Holy Ghost troubles you. The Holy Ghost troubles you. Yes, God told you you will be a prophet. God told you you are an apostle in this generation. God told you you are a revivalist. But have you been broken? Or you want to come and be a revivalist with the tools that you learned from the civilizations of this world? River flows, let it under river flows in your church once again. Let it
give you glory. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated if you can. Please be seated.
Wow. Man of God, the Lord bless you richly in Jesus' name.
You may have noticed I didn't introduce him before he came up. It wasn't deliberate, amen. I made a commitment to God many years ago that I won't offend him by hindering the move of his spirit. You know, there are many religious things we do in church. He's a guest minister. Normally, you should introduce him properly. But there is one that regulates everything that we do. Hallelujah. I'm so pleased with Jesus' joy. I want you to help me welcome my brother, Apostle Mike Oroko. Hallelujah. All the way from Makurdi, RCN. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Maybe as the Lord gives us grace, we'll do a much befitting introduction and all of that tomorrow. We are not religious here. We just go as God will have us to go. Remember, one word kept coming in this conference is that until God conquers you, he cannot use you to conquer kingdoms. How many of us remember? And how many of us have noticed that most of the messages that God has been bringing forth have just been on this emphasis? Many people see me today, they say, you are too humble and all of that. Humility is not a gift. I've discovered you either choose, God say, humble yourself, or he humbles you. But based on our makeup as man, it is difficult many times for you to choose to humble yourself. So I've discovered that many times that first option doesn't come to pass until he does something to you. In my father's house, my sister was here in the morning. I don't know, did she come back? Oh, okay. Our last one was here in the morning. In my own father's house, I lived in the boys' quarters for many. I mean, the bulk of the time I lived in my father's house, I was living in the boys' quarters. Pastor Dandy is here. I'm sure he can tell you. A time came in my house where, I don't like sharing these things. It makes you look as if you are proud. Now, a time came, with all humility, we had 8 to 10 cars. Jeeps, the time 406 came out, brand new. That was what they were carrying me to secondary school with every day. A driver. So a time came that God wanted, he knew that, no, I must do something to this person. I lived in the boys' quarters to the degree that my cousins and my brother, when visitors come to the house, we looked like people that were beggars and outcasts in our own house. I didn't know that God was doing something. When I got to the university, I had every means possible to live in the best places on campus. In my family, as I still speak to you, my younger sister that came in the morning just came back from, what do you call it? Which country again? She's been in Malaysia throughout. She just came back from Malaysia. So I had the opportunity to live in the best places, but the Holy Ghost said, you must live in the campus, in the hostel. And a time came, sir, that he asked me to squat. Apart from the humiliation of living in the hostel where you have close to 18, how many of us have lived in the boys' hostel before? You will have about 18 people in one room. You won't even be able to put your leg somewhere. And then that semester, as I came, I resumed with some money. I had money to get accommodation. There was a program going on, and the Holy Spirit said, sow it. And And then I gave the money. He said, now squat. And I didn't just squat. I squatted somebody.
The humiliation became double.
You see, if you want to lift up your voice, just like the servant of God has told us, many of you want power. You want their, you don't know what it will cost you.
Welcome to Kingdom Life.
Hallelujah. And so tonight we'll be taking our last session. Don't be tired. Don't be tired. This is a conference. And it's not a conference for babes. God is doing something. For those of you who have been here since Friday,